With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. President Trump taking his supporters to task as he tries to move past nagging questions about the Jeffrey Epstein case. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Loyal members of the MAGA movement are unhappy with the Trump administration's handling of the Epstein files and want more transparency. In a bid to change the subject, the president calls the Epstein conspiracy a hoax and bashes some of his supporters as stupid.
Certain Republicans got duped by the Democrats, and they're following a Democrat playbook.
However, those duped Republicans referred to by the president include Vice President Vance, top FBI brass, and his son, Don Jr. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Polling shows a strong majority of Americans from both parties favor the health care tax credit set to expire in October. Pollster John McLaughlin tells the Salem Radio Network the issue was largely obscured in recent months by debates over revisions to Medicaid.
That's different. These are working Americans who buy through the individual marketplace. They buy their own health insurance, and some of them, based on need, get tax credits.
McLaughlin says his polling shows Americans favor the tax credits by a margin of 83 to 10. Officials in Texas Hill Country, pummeled by deadly flooding on July 4th, say just three people remain missing, down from nearly 100. The announcement comes after people who had previously been reported missing have since been accounted for. The reduction in the number of people on the missing list comes as the search for victims enters its third week. Typhoon Weifa has toppled trees and caused major flight disruptions in Hong Kong and some nearby airports in China as it moved west off the country's southern coast this morning. Airports in Hong Kong, Shenzhen, and Zhuhai have canceled flights. This is SRN News. The U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom is urging the Trump administration to deal cautiously with a new regime in Syria. The commission is unsure about the Damascus government's commitment to freedom of conscience and the safety of Syria's small Christian minority. Under strongman Bashar Assad, Syrian Christians were generally allowed to practice their faith in peace, but the civil war that led to his ouster has seen a surge in persecution of believers. The latest outrage came in June when someone bombed the Mar Elias Church outside Damascus, killing more than 20 people. The new government blames ISIS. The federal agency responsible for enforcing laws against workplace discrimination will allow some complaints filed by transgender workers to move forward, shifting course from earlier guidance that indefinitely stalled such cases. The Equal Employment Opportunity Commission says that if new transgender worker complaints involve hiring, discharge, or promotion, they will be investigated. This is SRN News. A man dies after his large chain necklace pulls him into an MRI machine.
A man who was pulled into an MRI machine in New York after walking into the room wearing what his wife said was a 20-pound chain around his neck for weight training has died. Adrian Jones McAllister told a local news station she was undergoing an MRI on her knee when she asked the tech to get her husband, Keith McAllister, to help her get off the table. When he got close to her, she said, at that instant, the machine switched him around, pulled him in, and he hit the MRI. Julie Walker, New York.
Today is Sunday, July the 20th. It's the 201st day of 2025. The moon is waning. Evening stars are Mars, Mercury, Neptune, and Saturn. On this date in history, 1859, American baseball fans were charged an admission fee for the first time ever. It's a game between Brooklyn and New York. This is SRN News.